Jeremy Bradley here, back live in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. It's like a home away from home. I'm here every year, and they've brought me out here once again to celebrate Puerto Vallarta Pride, and I'm joined by Bill, who's one of the big cheeses. This is why it's happening, right?
Yes, I'm the vice president of Vallarta Pride 2014 this year.
Well, I've got to say, congratulations already. It's night one, and all right, full disclosure, we had a run-in earlier, and now I'm going to embarrass myself. I was getting ready to go out for dinner, first night here, there's a knock on the hotel room door, it's you. And I'm, as we said, it was very discreet. I was hiding behind the door going, oh, I'm just getting dressed. So we did meet earlier. This is not our first meeting, but now it's our first formal meeting. You know, you just addressed the crowd not too long ago, and we heard about how significant Puerto Vallarta Pride is in terms of the acceptance in not only this city, but also in Mexico. So if you could just relay some of those statistics and facts again.
Sure. We're doing what's called a city marketing campaign. It hits the nine major cities in Mexico. This month we're talking about gay pride, and the message is that Puerto Vallarta is the only gay-friendly destination in all of Mexico. Mm-hmm. This year is significant because it's the first time that a location has identified as being a gay-friendly location. Mm-hmm. We're the only one in the whole country. So, and what we realized was that the Mexicans are not used to really hearing. The radio campaign reaches 100 million people. You know, and my whole thing is, especially with kids growing up, they're in very isolated. And mm-hmm. so when they hear, like, gay on the radio in Puerto Vallarta, it gives you hope that there's a place to go where you're going to be accepted and taken in, basically. Yeah. So, yeah.
Now, definitely a tourist destination for people all over. You're saying lots of Americans. It's a holiday weekend here right. For Americans, Canada, of course. Mm-hmm. And I guess you got people from all over the world, too, that are following on Facebook and Twitter. And
right. We had three different celebrities that are coming to Pride this year, from Alejandro Bogey from DFA. Superman is another very famous character, a personality, and then Charlie Diaz. And we had them, they've been Twittering about us, and the Twitters have gone to Germany, London, United States and Canada, and of course in Mexico. So we've been getting really good coverage. The other thing we did was we sent out a lot of press releases and just posts. And when you look, when you Google Vallarta Pride 2014, you're going to see that there are 314,000 posts worldwide about Vallarta. So again, the more, you know, and that's what Pride is about, coming out, you know, and really helping people to identify as being gay, that gay people exist in the world. You know, I think in the United States and Canada, we're very, because of the gay marriage issue, we're very accepted. Mm-hmm. But Mexico is still behind as far as that's concerned. It's not, you know, when you go to a Pride in Toronto or Montreal, there's 2 million people. Half of them are straight people. Mm-hmm. It, you know, here in Mexico, that's still, like, not the norm. Mm-hmm. So part of our goal is to really invite everybody to be part of it, because the more we're ourselves, the more it allows everybody in the world to be themselves.
And in terms of getting involved, you know, the local businesses, you were saying is there's now an organization, right, that's really getting behind it. If you could just say a bit more about that.
Yes. Well, we created the Gay Business Association here in Vallarta as a way to really promote gay business in Vallarta. Our four major goals was to be able to, in Mexico, if you have a legal association, the government takes you more seriously. Because before we never had a legal association, the government just kind of assumed, oh, it's a bunch of, you know, gay people, they're going to leave someday. But once you have an association, it means you're established as a community. Mm-hmm. And so because of this, for the first time, the government actually gave us a budget for gay promoting the destination as being a gay destination, of which...
Well, yours truly is here for that, and we do appreciate it.
The other thing was that we're in the process of getting members so we can have our own website. We've never really had our own website before. Pride, again, is a way of promoting the destination through Pride and helping promote tourism. Because the reality is the Puerto Vallarta only has 18 days per calendar year that you can't go to the beach. We're one of the only gay meccas in the world that doesn't have a season. You can come here all year round. We've got 17 gay bars, 4 gay beach clubs, 3, I mean, it just goes on and on. our greatest strength is our diversity here, and like I said, there's a little something for everybody here.
Before we forget, what is the website address?
Well, we haven't put it up yet, okay. So I won't give it out. But yeah.
Well, ours though, where we're going to have the entire weekend covered, is at pride.jbonair.com, and then we've also got mexico.jbonair.com from our previous ones. So pride.jbonair.com. Bill's got to go. All right. Well, thank you so much, Bill. We're going to get back to the music here again. Pride.jbonair.com for all of our coverage from Puerto Vallarta Pride, and hope you stick with us. But let's get back to the music. The fun continues right now in Mexico.